The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
All right, with that, we welcome you back once again to Leavenworth, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader this evening is Atchison on the road at the Pioneers. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Katz with you here, and it is now the guy's turn. Getting set for the PA guy to introduce the starters here pretty quick. And down on the floor, getting starters and chatting with the officials and some of the fans. And these two teams, I mean, they are just tall and long. And this is going to be a really, really entertaining ball game here tonight. So what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get back here, bring you the starters, a little bit of insight, and then it's going to be Atchison, Leavenworth basketball, coming up next year on CARE.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique.
Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Back here to Leavenworth, Kansas. The crowd, you can just feel the electricity. Crowd getting settled in, getting ready for this in the public address announcer. About ready to introduce the starters, and they're going to do that for the crowd. I'm happy to do that for you. Let me give you the starters. First of all, for Leavenworth, under head coach Drew Leinbach, Leavenworth is going to be starting Rivani Cheatham, a 6'1" senior. Kentravian Tolbert, he's a senior at 5'9". And 5'11", it'll be the junior, A.J. Clark. You move toward the front line where you're going to find Gunnar Alonzo. Gunner is a senior at 6'1". And rounding it out, going to the five spot, is Adrian Brantley. Adrian, a junior, and he is 6'3". For the Phoenix, I never anticipated the light thing. Like a college atmosphere, the lights go off, and I'm going to put on a little light so I can give you the answers of starters is AHS head coach Patrick Battle, his assistants Mark May and Christian Arnold. They're going to be starting Trayvon Gillum. He's a 5'11" freshman. Jeremiah Thompson, he's a junior at 5'10". Also a junior at 5'8". It's going to be Zydron Mays. For Atchison, you go to the front line with K.O. Williams, a 6'2" senior, and at the 5. At 6'4", it'll be senior Yogi Purdy. So, again, usually we got the spotlights or some kind of a video board or something going on, but we have none of that. It's just the lights are off, and it's pitch black in the gym. And I got to tell you, I'm no fan. But now they're going to put the lights back on. Yeah, there was absolutely no other stuff. Anyway, there you have it. Starting lineups for the ball game here tonight. Again, for Atchison, it'll be Trayvon and Jeremiah, Zydron, Kale, and Yogi. For Leavenworth, Rivon Cheatham, Kentravian Tolbert. Got AJ out there, AJ Clark. Adrian Brantley, and rounding it out, again, Gunnar Alonzo. The ball goes up, the tip, it's away, and we're underway. Atchison is going to control the basketball to begin things. They'll drive into the lane, feed it over to the left side, and they'll attack the rim. No shot, lobbing the back out on top, it'll go. Trayvon will handle it. AHS looks into the middle. About four guys around the top of the three-point ring, and the cutter is Yogi, goes in and gets pushed in the back. Could not get that layup to fall, but he's going to be coming to the line in the first round of the ball game, half a minute into the contest, and it's going to be on Leavenworth and will belong to Adrian Brantley, his first. Yogi Purdy at the line. First shot rims all the way around, won't go in. One more shot coming up for the Phoenix. Hatches into the traveling red with gold lettering a trim. Second free throw way short. Leavenworth and the home whites with a very, very dark, almost navy blue lettering and trim. 7:15 to play and 5 seconds closely guarded. Excellent defense by Atchison. And the Phoenix are going to force the turnover. Give big props there to Jeremiah Thompson. Here comes AHS back up court. Thompson will bring it up, swing it over to the right side, working in front of the scorer's table. Between the circles now. Gillum to feed left, driving shot. Finger roll, missed it. Uncontested shot would not fall in from A's. And back up with it's going to come Leavenworth. 1 minute into the game, and we remain scoreless. Deep in the right corner, a little push pass comes out to the top. Lonson has the ball knocked free, and we're going to get a foul called. Official headed over to the scorer's table. Let's see which Phoenix is going to be saddled with this. It is going to be on Gillum. So it'll be his first foul, the first foul by Atchison, and for Leavenworth, Cheatham at the line. Free throw is good. Right on Cheatham. Knocks that one down, and Leavenworth is in the scoring column. 6:51 to go in the opening quarter. One more shot coming up here. Takes his time. Flips it skyward. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Going to be taken back by Cheatham. He'll follow it up and miss him. Atchison will board it down. Thompson clearing up the basketball into the forecourt with a little left hand dribble. Picked up on a double team as he gets near the top of the key. Works it out on top. Gets it there to Mays. The rotator on the outside. And again, Atchison really trying to spread him out. Stretch that floor a little bit. Lob over to the left side is going to be saved by Cheatham. Feed into the top to Yogi. Shot clock at 3, 2. And Atchison gets a shot away. It's off the mark. Rebound. Yogi follows it up and home. Yogi Purdy for 2. It is 2-1 Atchison. And we are 2 minutes in. Two teams, I think, early in the game. It's a little tight. Just got to figure things out. And now it's trying to drive to the baseline. Adrian Brantley just had the ball. Just kind of almost leap out of his hands and go out of bounds. It accelerated really quickly, and he stopped. The ball didn't. It's going to be Atchison basketball from the backcourt. And now the officials come up, and he's looking at the floor. He thinks that there's some water on there or some foreign material. I don't know. But now he seems satisfied, and Atchison is going to be putting it back in play. Here come the Phoenix. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison with the basketball, leading it 2-1. They continue to work the outside. There's going to be Mays with it. Out on top, Williams. Kale holds it up. Goes again to Zidron. The feed off the back door. The defense is there. The feed to Yogi. Power move and scores Purdy with 4. It is 4-1. Leavenworth back down court. Deep in the left corner now to the wing where the 3 is launched and missed. Atchison will board it back down. Jeremiah Thompson into the forecourt quickly. A little seesaw dribble in front of his defender. He's going to pull up with a left-handed 3 and drain it. Wow. What a shot. And let me fix that. That's Gillum. That was Traylon Gillum who hit that 3. And from the baseline left, a quick follow shot is going to be up and in by Alonson. 7-3, Atchison. And here's a shot from the outside. It's up and good, and another 3 for AHS. And another one. This one will belong to May. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. The 3 on the other end. No. The long rebound. Saved by Leavenworth. Lonson's going to back it away. working in front of the defense of Thompson. Skips it into the lane where the shot is up, spinning and good. The drive into the lane, and then A.J. Clark's on the board. It is now a 10-5 Atchison lead. Approaching the halfway point of the opening quarter. And a feed underneath, and the Phoenix with another quick shot. It's up and in by Kale Williams. Everybody getting into the scoring column. 4 minutes left in the first. It's 12-5 Atchison. And on the upcourt, we will have a Phoenix foul. Whistle is going to be on Gillum. Trayvon picking up his second foul. He has the only two fouls of the game by Atchison. And with that, checking out is the early in the game, picking up those couple of quick early fouls. So Atchison will go to the bench, and it's Josiah Thompson coming in. Little hook shot from underneath, up no good. Yogi tips it out, and it is Josiah coming down with the basketball. Phoenix into the forecourt. 3 minutes and 45 to go and running along here in the opening quarter. 12-5 Atchison out front. Thompson with it. Goes underneath. A shot. Misses. Rebound. Yogi stripped out of his hands. No foul called. Leavenworth coming up with a basketball. Crossing over to the left side. To the left hand dribble. Back at Tavius Tober. Back it away. Seesaw. Working against Yogi, trying to drive in. Yogi teeing him up well. Now crossing underneath. The layup is going to be up and off the backboard and good. Gunner has his fourth point. And it is 12-7. Phoenix with the lead. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. AHS comes in the forecourt and goes way up top side. Literally standing in a center circle. Shot clock's at 13. Jeremiah Thompson. Back over to the left side to Kale. Williams has the ball. 4 seconds, three on the shot clock. The long shot at the buzzer hits the top of the backboard, and Atchison does not get a real look at the rim, and the shot clock gets them. Leavenworth will inbound it in. Mark it slowly up the floor. Freshly into the game for the Pioneers. Now work around the right side. And Keyshawn King is in the game. He's a 6'3" senior. Sporting number 10. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Shot clock at 3 and 2, and a leaner is going to be up and good for Cheatham. Cheatham has 3, and the Atchison lead is trimmed to 3. With a minute 47 to go in the opening quarter, it's 12-9. Phoenix on top, and Atchison almost going to a four corners kind of an offense. Now they'll feed a driver into the lane. The shot missing. Rebound pulled down by Leavenworth. Bump in the backcourt, no foul called. And up with it is going to come Cheetah. He'll bring it straight down the middle, dish it over to the left side, pushing into the lane, spinning in, lots of forearm, lots of contact. Let's see where this foul is going to go, and it's going to go against Atchison. The foul is going to be on Josiah Thompson. It'll be his first Atchison team foul 3. And with a minute 25 to go in the opening quarter, Leavenworth will inbound it, trailing by 3. They'll work the outside. But defense has been really good for these teams here tonight. Here's a 3 from the left side. A little strong. Phoenix boarded down. Outlet it comes. Down the right side. In, up, off the glass. Oh, a beautiful driving shot for Atchison. And a bucket is good by Keel. Williams picking up his fourth point. And we're in the last minute. And now we've got 11 worth travel. And again, the hallmark has been really, really good defense. Defense. 55 seconds left. First half. Josiah Thompson brings it in, and Atchison will walk it into the forecourt. Williams will stand on the left side of the free throw line. Josiah uses him as a screen, and he works back over to the right. Now the cross-court pass is batted, and it's going to go out of bounds and into the scorer's table. Clock stops, 37 seconds. Shot clock at 18. It was put in play by Yogi right at midcourt. Atchison swings it to the left side. Feeds in the middle of Yogi. Double team, power move, shot up too hard off the backboard. Long rebound is going to be cleared away by Leavenworth. They'll bring it up the floor. Shot clock's off at 20 seconds left before the end of the first. A.J. Clark will take it forecourt, works right side, stops at the elbow, comes back out on top to King. Little falling away shot is up and missing. Rebounding it down is Atchison with 11. Plenty of time to get a shot away. Into the forecourt. Thompson, Yogi, goes in, gets fouled, coming to the line. That whistle and that foul is going to be on Leavenworth, and picking it up is going to be Noah Flanders. Flanders, a big guy coming off the bench at 6'3". And back to the free throw line is Yogi Purdy. Yogi, first free throw, no. So he's had some shots, but struggled a little at the free throw line. He is 0-3 at the stripe, has 4 points so far. There are 3.4 seconds on the scoreboard clock, getting close to the end of the first quarter. Second free throw, nails it. So Yogi knocks it in, and it is 15-9. He will come off the floor for these last 3 seconds. And Leavenworth is completely uninterested in bringing the ball down the floor. And we are going to get the end of the first. Timeout on the floor here in Leavenworth, Kansas, after one. It's been a bit of a defensive contest. It's Atchison 15, Leavenworth 9.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Welcome back. You're Leavenworth, Kansas. The ball's going to be put in play by the Pioneers. We're back at it here in quarter number two. 15-9, Atchison. And a long cross-court pass by Leavenworth. It's going to be way too high, way too far. Leavenworth, 4 points by Gunnar Alonzen, leads the way. 3 for Cheatham and 2 for Clark. For Atchison, it's Yogi with 5. Gillum has 3. Mays has 3. Williams has 4. Those are the Phoenix points. Here's the feed. Comes into the middle. Back over to the right side. The baseline. Rainbow 3. Too far to the left side. Rebound to get down off the floor. Here comes Leavenworth. Tobert coming up with a basketball. Around to the left side they'll go. And right now, Leavenworth looking for an answer to this Atchison defense. Here we are, a minute into the second quarter, and they have 19 points, and now a travel up top side. And again, the Atchison defense playing really, really well. Into the ballgame for Leavenworth is going to come Isaac Butter, B-U-T-T-E-R, Isaac Butter, a 6 foot junior. They stopped playing officials. I don't know, having a little convo in front of the Leavenworth bench, and we got multiple players coming in and out of the game now for the Pioneers. They're going to set up in a zone, like a one, almost a 1-2-2. Maybe they'll drop back 3-2, but overloading the top side against Atchison. The feed to the right side of the free throw line, the kick to the top, the three is up, then wide to the left side. We better go back down. It's going to be Cheatham. Here comes Leavenworth. Racing into the forecourt, down the left side, Alonson. The shot, it's three, wide left. Rebound, Atchison had it, knocked out of his hands, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Pioneers. Coming into the game, I got to be candid. I'm down on the floor watching these guys warm up, and they're all like a bunch of sycamores down there. Big, tall, athletic guys. And I was anticipating a different pace of the game, but here we are, 15-9, 2 minutes into the second quarter. Here's a feed topside, and Atchison kicks it to the corner. The pass is too tall, and now the Phoenix will turn it over, throwing it away on an errant pass. Now, as Leavenworth puts the ball in the play, they start coming up the court. The score table sounds the buzzer. The official in front of the scorer's table says, wait, stop, and Atchison is going to shift in two substitutions. Yogi is going to be back into the ball game, and also in is going to be Fibon Cheatham. We're inside six to go in the first half, still 15-9. Offense has been a tough thing to find here tonight for both of these teams. Little hook pass to the left, a really long three, and another air ball that just sails beyond the rim, and Atchison will clear it down. Up court, down the left side, is going to be Kale. His shot, it's a three, Kale Williams. Kale leads his team in scoring now with seven. 18-9, Atchison. 5:25 to go, and we were over 2.5 minutes into the second quarter before the first point was scored. Now here's a shot in the lane, rejected by Atchison. Williams got the block, and the Phoenix are back up court. Here's Trayvon Gillum. Jumps it long, cross court, over to the left side. Backdoor pass, off the window, good. Josiah Thompson for two. And Leavenworth needs a timeout, and they're going to take it right here. This is a smart timeout before this thing gets out of hand. We're going to take a break. 4 minutes and 50 to go in the first half here in Leavenworth, Kansas. Phoenix, 20. Pioneers, 9.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Coming out of the timeout, Leavenworth puts the ball in play with against full court Phoenix pressure. They'll get it across the timeline, kick it off on top. Leavenworth looking for the right combination. They continue to rotate different players in. Here's a three-point shot up and missing, and an offensive board is going to be saved. Back over to the right side, it's going to come, and reaching in, Atchison's going to be whistled for a foul. The whistle's going to be on Josiah Thompson, and he will get his second foul. That is the first foul of the second quarter by either team, coming at 4:34 to go. Josiah will exit the game with those two early fouls here today. And back in for Atchison is going to come Jeremiah. Pass inside, nearly kicked, saved out top, driving toward the lane. Again, Phoenix defense doing a great job. Turned that ball back outside. From the top, here's a three. Way too strong. Rebounding it down is Atchison. Baseball pass, other end. Driving, leaning, shooting, and it's going to be up and good. Atchison with a beautiful transition. The bucket is for Gillum. 4 minutes to go in the half, 22-9. Leavenworth looks to skip it over to the right side. Finally does to A.J. Clark. Clark back out on top. That's Sequence Davis up there. He's a 5'6" senior, 3-point shot. No, Yogi is going to have the ball slapped out of his hands, and they're going to say it's off the fingertips of Rayvani Cheatham. It'll be Atchison basketball. Back into the lineup, Keyshawn King for Leavenworth. 3 minutes and 40 to go in the half. This game moving along at a relatively brisk pace. High school basketball here tonight on K-Radio. A little backdoor pass, and the defense got down there in a hurry. Nice job by Ravani Cheatham. And the shot by, from the baseline for Yogi is going to be a little too strong. And the battle for the rebound, we're going to get a foul. And it is going to be an offensive foul. Wow. That's got head coach Drew Leinbach on his feet. Kind of questioning that. Atchison's going to have it abounds at their offensive end. 3:27 to go in the half. It's been all Phoenix, but as I say that, the inbound pass is stolen by Leavenworth and stolen back by Atchison. 18-footer. Yes. Another bucket for Kale Williams. And another Leavenworth timeout. For Leavenworth, this thing is on the verge of getting away. We'll take a break. Joseph at 3:19 to go. We're in the first half. We're in Leavenworth. Phoenix 24, Pioneers 9.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Coming out of a timeout, here comes Leavenworth. Let's see if they've found a solution to their offensive woes. 3 minutes to go in the half, and they have 9 points in the game. 5A high school basketball in the one of the premier leagues in the state. Here's a runner. It's going to be up and good, and they are now in double-figure scoring off the hand of Adrian Brantley. It is 24-11. Atchison, Kale, beats Yogi. Comes it back off on top. Swings back over to Kale. Williams pivots, turns into the middle. Pass for Yogi. It's going to be deflected and stolen away. Here comes Leavenworth. Up with it, Cheatham. Goes to the baseline. Shot up the window and falling away and good. And bang, bang plays. Back-to-back scores. And Leavenworth finding a little bit of offense. 24-13, Atchison. 2 minutes and 20 to go before halftime. Working around to the right side, looking into the middle. They'll bring Yogi, flash him up to play the high post. He'll hand it back into the middle. It's going to be Thompson. Josiah feeds the left side. Baseline three is up. No good to the long rebound. Cleared away by Leavenworth. Brantley coming up with a basketball. And now Atchison trying to come up and does. Come up with a steal to the backcourt. Driving in, going up. No. Rebound Leavenworth. Atchison going a little too fast on that trip. With a minute 50 to go in the first half. It's a running three. Right side up and missed. Rebound slapped out by Yogi. That was a great job. He was not going to be able to control down the basketball, so he bumped it out to one of his teammates, Phoenix, up the floor. Driving in, the feet in the middle, the ball comes loose, we get a whistle, we got a foul. It's on Atchison. Our official strolls over to the scorer's table and lets us know that Yogi will have collected his first foul of the game. It'll be Phoenix, team foul two. And for Leavenworth in the second quarter, okay, to go along with their 4 points that they've just scored, they have committed zero fouls. And that is not easy to do. Isaac Butter comes back into the game for Leavenworth with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. And officials are stopping the game, and they've got somebody out here with a towel scooting it around on the floor a little bit with his foot. I always wondered if that helped. I guess it has to help some, right? Not sure just how thorough that job is, but got to be better than it was. Here comes Leavenworth. We're in the late going of the half. Atchison in front, 24-13. Pioneers will feed across. A set shot, uncontested three, unsuccessful. Follow shot, no, but prior to the shot, during the shot, another Atchison foul, and it'll be Pioneers coming to the free throw line for a pair. Foul number two for Yogi Purdy, which I would suspect would have him come out maybe. Minute 20 to go in the half. Little knee bend, little shot off the glass at the top of the square, and it's up and good. Keyshawn King. And Yogi does, in fact, come off the floor. Javonte Kelly is going to be in for Purdy. Second free throw. Nope, hits the back of the rim. And Javonte coming up with a rebound. Here comes Atchison. 75 seconds of play in the opening half. Phoenix with a basketball and a double-digit lead at 24-14. Over to the left side. Gillum on the floor just one time. Works it back out on top. Accelerating to the baseline. The shot is going to be up off the backboard. No. Rebound. Here comes Leavenworth. Quickly down the floor. Left side in front of the Atchison bench. The lob to the top. The squared up three. Looks good but won't drop. Rebound slapped around. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off the Phoenix. Leavenworth will have it back in. And we've got a Pioneer player who jumps up and comes off the floor on one foot apparently. Maybe stepped on someone or something with his right foot. He's limping badly as he brings himself off the floor. 47 seconds to play in the first half. Leavenworth will be inbounding it at their baseline. And now one of the officials has told a Leavenworth player to come off the floor. Oh, did he have an issue with his jersey, uniform, something apparently? So they're going to hold up the game until the sub can come in, and I don't see him like changing out a jersey or anything, so I'm not sure what the issue is. But they did take Isaac Butter out of the game. 47 seconds to go in the half. The ball comes into the block, and then it's going to be lost out of bounds, and Atchison is going to get it back. Outstanding Phoenix defense. And for Adrian Brantley, just no chance to get a handle on that basketball. Atchison had him kind of juggling it immediately as it came in play. Up court with it is Zydron Mays. AHS on offense. Mays loses it and has it stolen away. Here's a break to the other end of the floor. Spinning shot. No. Travel. No. They're going to call a Phoenix foul. So that was an interesting sequence of events. As Phoenix just got their pocket picked in the backcourt. Defensively, they chased the ball down the floor. Ball handler kicked it over to a teammate who apparently found himself being fouled by Cale Williams. It'll be Cale's first foul. Phoenix team foul four. Inside a half a minute to go in the half. Leavenworth has the basketball. They're down 10. Twisting and turning, looking to the middle, and now as Atchison steps in front of the pass. That was a great job of anticipating where the ball was going, getting himself in the passing lane, and Leighton Baldridge took a little bit of punishment for it as he comes tumbling to the floor, but springs right back to his feet. He's okay, and we will have the first foul of the second quarter by Leavenworth. It'll be on Gunner. So Gunner Alonzen has his first foul, and we have 19 seconds left in the half. First foul at 19 seconds left. And now Atchison will turn it over on the inbound. Just not real pretty out here. The ball bouncing around, hits somebody in the knee, and now they're chasing it down to the corner, brings it back over to the wing with 8 seconds left. Way out high at the center circle, 5 seconds left. Trying to drive into the lane with 3 seconds left. The kick to the corner. The buzzer shot way off the mark, and well, we've gotten to halftime. I'm guessing that both coaches are going to have a lot to share, a lot of insights and thoughts to share with their teams as they head to the locker room. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Intermission score, it's Atchison 24, Leavenworth 14.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Well, it was not exactly an offensive juggernaut of the first half. For Leavenworth, 9 points in the opening quarter. They scored 5 points in the second quarter and are led in scoring by Ravani Cheatham with three. A.J. Clark has two. Adrian Brantley has two. Gunnar Alonson has two. And Keyshawn King, he's got their other point. Okay, for Atchison, it was Kale Williams. How about that? Kale with 9. 5 for Trayvon Gillum. 3 in the first half. First, Adron Moss, Mays with a 3 in the opening quarter. And Josiah Thompson, 4-2. Fouls, Leavenworth has committed hardly any. 1 in each quarter for Atchison. 2 apiece on Gillum and Purdy and Josiah Thompson. So, no one in any great jeopardy there. We're going to be back bringing in the second half of this one. Teams are in the locker room. It's a halftime score from Leavenworth. It's a Phoenix 24, Pioneers 14 as we go back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio for midweek halftime.
Electrical issues aren't just frustrating. They can be risky and costly if you try to tackle them yourself. Turn to the experts at Gerber Electric and let their professionals handle it safely and efficiently. From residential and commercial work to industrial projects, Gerber Electric has you covered 24/7 for emergencies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, giving you total confidence in the team you trust. Gerber Electric, where quality work is more than a service. It's a tradition. Call 913-367-2731 anytime.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotions, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Good evening and thank you for joining us as we're bringing you the Atchison High Leavenworth game. We'll be returning to the boys game in just a moment. I did want to remind everybody that tomorrow is the Big Candy Cane Cash Grand Prize drawing right here at CARE. We will be doing that around 7 to 7:30. make sure that you tune in and hear who won that cool candy cane cash. Tomorrow evening brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Again, Sports Look right around 5:15 to 5:20 tomorrow evening. Following Sports Look, we'll have high school coaches' insight with the Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN coaches. That's with Brandon Tadman. Then Friday, we'll be having high school basketball as ACCHS will be traveling to Valley Falls. Join us right around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Then Saturday, we've got Benedictine men's and women's basketball as they are playing host to Dort. Tune in right around high noon for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at MyBankUSB.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Seeing as how we don't have any other high school basketball games going on in the immediate area, we're going to take a real quick look at the Heart of America Athletic Association college games in play right now. We had some women's basketball games finish up with Central Methodist beating Kansas Wesleyan 81-74. Mount Mercy topped Waldorf 67-62. It was St. Francis over Clark 91-65 in the women's game. Currently in men's basketball, we've got Ottawa beat Culver Stockton 92-69. With about 5 minutes left in the second, Benedictine men are leading Mission men 79-55. In the game that we're listening to right here, we've got the Atchison boys leading the Leavenworth boys 24-14.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind advisory begins at 8 a.m. tomorrow and remains in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 39, winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 50. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently it's 51 degrees in downtown Atchison, feeling mostly cloudy out there. Feels like 46 with winds out of the south at 14 miles per hour. Relative humidity 80%. The dew point is 45 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 29.64 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And we welcome you back to Leavenworth, Kansas, getting set to go to the second half as Atchison on the road tonight has a 10-point intermission lead over Leavenworth, 24-14. Welcome back, and many thanks, first of all, to Joseph, handling things at halftime. He's our producer engineer and handling that stuff kind of a guy. And right out of the gate, we're going to get a 3-point shot launched and hit. And Leavenworth, Adrian Brantley, goes to 5 points. It is 24-17. Atchison. Phoenix going to have their original five out there. No, they're not. And now we have a quick foul topside by Leavenworth. He went through almost the entire second quarter without them having committed a foul. But it's going to be Trayvon Cheatham picking up one here half a minute into the third quarter. Atchison out of the court, putting the ball in play. That's going to be Josiah Thompson. You also got Jeremiah Thompson out there. Over to the left side is Trayvon Gillum. Yogi Purdy is out there, and rounding out for Atchison. Who am I looking for here? There's a drive to the left side. Oh, of course, Cale. There's a 3-point shot. No. Cale Williams out there for the Phoenix as well. Here's the deal. Atchison leading in here by 7. They've led double digits for a good part of the ballgame. Leavenworth trying to have a little comeback. A beautiful pass underneath. The shot is going to go up and hang on the back of the rim, and it won't go down. Rebound, Phoenix. For Atchison, you've got to understand, and not making any mistakes, just making a, just sharing information. Atchison played last night, okay? They had a big game in the conference as they knocked off Harmon 67-24. Playing back-to-back nights, they're playing here tonight. They're going to get tomorrow night off, and then they play again Friday night. So Atchison is going to play 3 games in 4 days. And here's a little quick put-up shot, no good. Rebounding it back down. Leavenworth, they'll go coast-to-coast. The reverse layup is up and good, and a plus one. And Leavenworth has come out of the locker room, and they're a little fired up. And that's another bucket for Adrian Brantley. So Brantley, who had 2 points in halftime, has 5 and looking for his 6th point in the first 2 minutes of the second half. And Atchison has seen a substantial lead whittled away, and that free throw is up and good. 8 points for Adrian Brantley. And it's 24-20 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Phoenix have led by as many as 13 in this game. Matter of fact, they led by 13 a couple of times. Here's Yogi, kicks it over to the left side. That's a long three. Too strong. Rebound, Leavenworth. They could make this a 1 point and one possession game. Still 5:40 to go in the third quarter. A.J. Clark jumps it down to the baseline. Brantley's had the hot hand here in the third. The feet into the lane. The crossover fall away. Shot up good. Alonson has 8. And it is 24-22 at 5:20 to go. And we're going to get a whistle, and we're going to get a Phoenix timeout. And right now, Leavenworth is the team with the emotion. Coach running all the way out to midcourt to welcome his team over to the sideline. Taking a break, 5:21 to go in the third. It is now Atchison 24, Leavenworth. Or Atchison, 24, Leavenworth 22.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At Pia Friend Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Leavenworth has come out of the locker room at halftime, and they have exploded to an 8-0 start over to Phoenix in the first, two minutes and 40 seconds of the third quarter. We're at 5 minutes and 20 to go in the third right now. And that Atchison 13-point lead is now 2. And again, yeah, Phoenix will get tomorrow night off, and they'll be right back in conference play on Friday. Leavenworth with the basketball. They've got an opportunity at a lead with a three-point possession. They'll run motion topside, kick it down to the left block, back out on top, the uncontested three, no. Rebound, Yogi Purdy. Purdy coming up with the basketball, and the Phoenix will walk it up the floor. Handling it there is going to be Trayvon Gillum. Gillum comes out on top, and it's going to be Jeremiah Thompson. They'll feed down to the left block. Here's Yogi, running shot. Yep, Yogi Purdy. 5 in the opening quarter, did not score in the second. He's got 7 now. 26-22 Atchison at 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Starting down the left side, backing it away on top. Leavenworth looking for a minute like Alonzo was going to take the three, then he decides to not do that. Kicks it instead to Cheatham in the right corner. Leavenworth is playing right in front of their bench. Here's a shot from underneath, too far down. The outlet up the floor. Atchison's going to bring it out. Turned around. Little one-handed putback. Kale has 11. 28-22. And at the midpoint of the third quarter, Atchison beginning to battle back here. Here's a squared up three. Knocking it down for Leavenworth is Gunnar Alonson. He is in double figures now with 11. 28-25. Phoenix go left side, and as they play off a screen, Cale Williams gets fouled. The foul is going to be on Rayvon Cheatham, and he will have his second foul of the game. Both of them have come here in the third quarter. So Cheatham is going to leave, and Kayshawn King comes in. Pioneers, here's a three-point shot. Off the inbound, it's up and good. Three-pointer for Kale Williams. 31-25. 3.5 to go, quarter three. Boys High School basketball here at the Stevie R. Kim Radio. Happy to have you along with us. K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison. The cross-court pass is batted, but it's going to be saved. Leavenworth drives in. Yogi steps in front. Deflects Brantley. And Yogi's saying, I had my arms up, didn't do anything. But he's going to be whistled for his third foul of the game. And very likely, that third foul may bring him out of the lineup. First free throw, it will be up and it will be good. And Adrian Brantley has come out of the second half to go. He only had 2 points at halftime. He's got 7 already in this quarter. This free throw, perfect. He's at 10 points in the game. 31-27. Phoenix with a 4-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Atchison goes right side to Williams. Now way up high between the circles. It's going to be Zadron. Mays kicks it back over to the right side. Jeremiah. He and Zadron playing little catch back and forth near the 28-foot mark. Then the pass into the middle is going to be stolen away. Here comes Leavenworth. They'll drive, head fake, bunny hop. Guy's trapped in the lane, got to do something. Feeds it over to the left side. The fall away three is nailed from the deep left corner. And again, it's going to be Brantley. What a quarter. Adrian Brantley, and it's a one-point game again. 31-30. 2.5 to go. Atchison has the ball batted away inside, and we're going to get Leavenworth foul. The foul is going to be on Gunnar Alonzo. .229 to play. And Yogi off the inbound on the foul, straight up and straight in. It'll be 9 points for Yogi Purdy. 33-30. Atchison is pushed back to the three-point lead with just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Deep in the right corner, Leavenworth, Pioneers bounce pass is going to be off the foot of an Atchison player. The official out there is going to be calling a kick. And now the official is going nose to nose with Yogi Purdy. Man, he ran up there and he got squarely in Yogi's face. Don't know what he was suggesting, but he was suggesting it emphatically. And now we're going to decide, the official who had that little discussion still carrying the ball, and one of his teammates says, hey, if you give it to me, we'll go down here to the baseline and put this thing in play. Emotions running high all over the place. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Leavenworth with the basketball. Phoenix lead by three. Here's a shot for the tie. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound followed up. No good. Rebound Yogi Purdy. He gets slapped around. There's a foul. Yogi's got the ball and the defenders surrounding him. Both of them reaching in and just kind of slapping at the ball. And the foul is going to be whistled against. Well, who's it going to be whistled against? It's going to be whistled against a guy who is just coming to the game. I didn't even see him slip in there. It's going to be Sequence Davis. Sequence is a 5'6" senior. Atchison will bring it in. Feed to the right. KO for three. That one won't fall. Back up with it. Leavenworth. So now you got teams kind of running up and down the court. We're at a minute and a half to go in the third. The ball's going to be stripped away by Yogi. It's on the floor. Atchison picks it up, and they're going to outlet it up the floor. Here's KO. Easy finger roll on the transition bucket. 35-30. Atchison back up five, and we're at a minute 20 left in the third quarter. What the Phoenix has done is a marvelous job of, even though Leavenworth has got all this emotion and a battling back and a good crowd on hand is making some racket, here's a three-point shot. Yes! Atchison has continued to battle, and they have continued to not let Leavenworth take the lead back. It is now a two-point game with a minute three to go, third quarter. Yogi Purdy will inbound. No, he will not. Yogi will come out of the game. You heard that horn, that brief little beep of the horn as Leighton Bulridge comes in, and Leighton will do the inbound. And now the official's following Yogi all the way down the sideline. And now he's talking to Atchison's coaching staff. And right now, Coach Battle is not a real happy camper either. And all the while, the official holds the ball and Leighton waiting for him to hand it to him so he can do the inbound work. And here's the inbound pass. Take it over the shoulder. Up the floor. Down the left side. In. Up. And offensive foul. Offensive foul committed by Atchison, and the whistle is going to be on Josiah Thompson. That will be his third. It is Atchison's third of the third quarter. And from Leavenworth into the game, back into the game, we haven't seen him for a while, Isaac Butter. Still wearing the same jersey, so I'm not sure what the official's problem with it was a while ago. 1 minute to play in the third quarter. 35-33, Phoenix out front. This thing has suddenly become quite the ball game. Across the timeline, it's going to be Tolbert. Here go right side, Alonzo. Way back out on top. They're trying to pull that Atchison defense away. Now they're going to launch the three. Short rebound, Phoenix. Jeremiah Thompson skies up to pull the ball down. And Atchison back up court. Remember, we are working with a shot clock here. It has not been an issue. Here's a driving shot missing, but a defensive foul by Leavenworth. It's going to be whistled on Catavius Tolbert. Italy team foul 5. And for Atchison, coming to the line, looking for his first point of the game, it's Jeremiah. And he will not get that one. So weave it short. One more shot coming up here for the Phoenix. Taking his time, looking it over. The 5 foot 10-inch player hits the second one. So Jeremiah will get one of the two, gets his first point of the game, and Atchison is up now 36-33. And a foul in the backcourt by Atchison, and this is going to be the first of the game for Zedron Mays. And that is Atchison team foul 4. This thing is setting up to have a very electric fourth quarter. How about we put it to you in that way? Katavian Tolbert comes back in. He'll take the inbound pass. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Leavenworth with the basketball, treading it only by 3 at 36-33. They've had a huge, huge third quarter. Good offensive quarter for them. Now backing in, gets the defender, dropping a shoulder, spinning, twisting, turning. Is there no travel? And are we getting a timeout? Now the officials are having an argument. And right in front of the Leavenworth bench, Leavenworth coach is right behind him. He's having some discussion, and let's see what they're going to call. They're calling a foul. The foul is going to be called on Zydron Mays. His second foul. Leavenworth is going to put Alonzen at the free throw line. He's got 11 points. He's not had a free throw opportunity tonight. And we've got 2 seconds left in the third quarter. There's a lot of tension out here as we're getting set to go to the fourth. Two players for Leavenworth, one for Atchison at the scorer's table. It's a front half free throw, goes up and in. Alonzen makes it look very easy. Jogi is back in the game for the Phoenix. Noah Flanders, Keyshawn King, both back in for Leavenworth. One more shot coming up for Alonzen. Make it a one-point game and does. 36-35. Atchison, with the ball in the backcourt, has 2 seconds to get to the other end and get some kind of a shot off. Jogi will bring it in. Atchison once on the floor. Half-court shot, not very close. And we're going to the fourth. We've got a great finish in store for you. Do not leave. After 3 in Leavenworth, Kansas, it's the Atchison Phoenix 36, Pioneers 35.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Put it together, a 14-point third quarter. Adrian Brantley leads his team and leads all scorers in the game now. He has 16, and again, 14 in that third quarter. 13 also for Leavenworth's Gunnar Alonzen. A couple of guys in double figure scoring for Atchison. Cale Williams continues to lead the way. 14 for him. Yogi Purdy with 9. We go to the fourth quarter. 36-35. Phoenix in front, but only by 1. And they're going to have the ball in play. We're back at it. Zedron Mays will come into the forecourt. Atchison nearly throws it away, but able to rescue it. Right in front of Coach Battle. Phoenix, as they've done earlier in the game, looking to stretch this out a little bit. And now the pass through the lane is going to be knocked away, stolen. And with a chance at a lead, here comes Leavenworth. Leavenworth has never led in this game. I'm looking all the way back to the very first score of the night. They did lead 1-0. Then Atchison got up 2-1 and never looked back. Pioneers out top. Shot clock at 10. Working in, going back door. Hook pass out of top. It's going to be stolen by the Phoenix. Great job by Jeremiah Thompson to come in front of the ball, and then he is going to be tripped and knocked to the floor. Let's see which player is called for this. It is going to be on Keyshawn King. Only King's first foul. It'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter by either team. And Atchison will inbound it into the backcourt where it'll be handled by Zadron Mays. Zadron into the forecourt, having no trouble. Dumps it over to the right side. Kale Williams, he's had the hot hand. Yogi backs in, and there's a defender tried to slide in front of him in hopes of drawing the player control foul, but the official right down there says, no, I know what you were doing, and he's going to throw the whistle and call Katrebia Tolbert for the block. So Tolbert with his second foul of the game in the Phoenix. Back on top. That's a really long three. Off the back of the rim, no. Rebound. Leavenworth with the basketball. And again, and with a chance to steal, but now Atchison will steal it back. Leavenworth, another opportunity to take a lead and don't. Now here's a three. Barry from way outside on the left side. And Jeremiah Thompson with zero hesitation launches it, knocks it down, and Leavenworth is going to take a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 6:29 to play. Phoenix 39, Pioneers 35.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Atchison, the first team to come out on the floor, coming out of the timeout. And now the clock runs. They clicked a second off to 6:28. Very likely completely inconsequential, but rather interesting. And now Leavenworth will come away from the bench and be putting the ball in play right at the end of the Phoenix bench between the scorer's table and the Atchison bench. And here we go. Leavenworth with the basketball, trailing Atchison by four. We're in the fourth quarter now with 6:15 to play. They'll swing it over to the left side. Leavenworth's A.J. Clark passes into the lane. Great defense by Atchison. They're going to have to dribble it back out on top. Brantley had no look at a shot. Here's a drive in the middle. It's going to be blocked by Yogi, and the official from the top will call a foul. Four fouls for Yogi Purdy. And coming to the line for Leavenworth, it's going to be Gunnar Alonso now. Gunnar has 13 points. He's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. He also had a huge third quarter scoring. That free throw is up and good. He had, what, 7 in the third quarter? 6 and a half times, 7 more in the third quarter. Hits that free throw for his 14th point of the game. Atchison's going to get Javonte Kelly back in. Going to take Yogi out for just a few minutes here. With still 6:03 left. Second free throw. Yeah. Gunnar Alonso is very, very good at the free throw line. In fact, the entire Leavenworth team has been extraordinary at the free throw line. It is 39-37. Atchison with the 2-point lead of the basketball as we go inside 6 minutes to play. Kale Williams had a cross-court pass, deep in the corner. Atchison rotated back out. Feet to the baseline, the three, nope, rebound, tipped out, and Leavenworth is going to sweep it down. Here come the Pioneers, trailing it only by two. The three for the lead. No. Offensive rebound. Hooked back out on top. Stolen by the Phoenix. Atchison races into the forecourt. Gillum. Out on top. Cale Williams dumps it into the corner. Atchison is going to work a little time off the clock with 20 seconds on the shot clock. 5:10 to go. Here's a feed underneath the shot. It's up. It's good. It's a plus one. And the Phoenix with an opportunity at a conventional three-point play. They'll push their lead back to four. And there's an opportunity here for Josiah Thompson to make it a three-point opportunity here. Josiah getting his fourth point of the game. It is the second foul. Four. As the free throws up and rolls in. It's the second foul for Leavenworth. Davis. Sequent Davis. So Atchison back on defense, leading at 42-37 after that huge three-point trip. And we're inside 5 minutes left. Leavenworth will go down inside the block, outside the lane, very near the baseline. The pass is right down to the free throw line. The drive into the lane. The shot is going to be deflected. Great defensive play for Atchison. Here come the Phoenix. They'll drive. They'll shoot. They'll hit the offensive shot and draw the foul. Coming to the line. What a spectacular play by Trayvon Gillum. That was absolutely marvelous. And I don't know how he's able to make enough body control after the contact to be able to get that shot up with any kind of a chance to go in. And he knocked it down. He'll hit the free throw. Gets him 8 points tonight. And Atchison goes up now 45-37. 4.5 to go. Up court pass knocked away by the Phoenix. Pioneers will have it in play from the side across from the scorer's table. And again, before it comes in bounds, Coach Leinbach is going to exercise 11 word timeout. We're going to take it. 4:30 to play in the game. It is a good one here at Leavenworth, Kansas, where it's Atchison 45, the Pioneers 37.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Coming out of the timeout, Leavenworth puts the ball in play, and you've got to give so much credit to the Atchison defense. They've been fantastic here in this fourth quarter. Now the ball underneath is going to be trapped down to the baseline. The official's going to make a call, and he's going to call it two-shot foul. Here's what Atchison has done. We are at 4:16 to go in the fourth quarter. So in the first 3 minutes and 44 seconds of the fourth quarter, Leavenworth has 2 points, and they are on two free throws, okay? The defense has absolutely stymied Leavenworth here in the fourth quarter. That first free throw is going to be up and good by Gunnar Alonzo, and he is the guy who has those two free throws. So now he's got all three Leavenworth fourth quarter points. This one, no. Rebound, Atchison. 45-38 Phoenix. We have 4 minutes to play. Oh, my, a long three. No. Rebound, AHS. They're going to reset. Uncontested three. No. Rebound, Leavenworth. Here comes Tolbert. He'll drive. The running shot. Miss. Rebound, Atchison. And the Phoenix thought that Cale Williams is going to break down the court. He stopped to help. And the outlet pass is going to go harmlessly out of bounds in the backcourt. 3:51 to go. A game that started off offensively without a lot of points has really seen these two teams kind of find the range. Maybe Atchison kind of loosening up a little bit after having played that big conference game last night. I can imagine that the Phoenix is going to need a little rest tomorrow to come back Friday night with another conference game. Three games in 4 days for Coach Battlestein. Here's a three-point shot, knocking it down again. The three-point shot by Brantley, now at 19 points. 45-41, 3.5 to go. Put the ball up topside. Jeremiah Thompson holds it on his hip. Now, pivots, turns his back to the defender. Ball comes out on top to Kale. Williams will kick it to the point. It's going to be Gillum. He'll go toward the lane, and they'll wave off any shot. Official says there was a foul, however, and it will be on Kentavian Tolbert, I guess. It is going to be his third. So, Kentavian, 5'9" senior for Leavenworth, picking up his third foul, and Atchison will come to the free throw line. It'll be Zadron Mays coming up there. Zadron hit a three in the opening quarter, has not gotten anything on the board since then. He'd love to hit a couple of free throws here. His team leading only by four with 3:09 to go. Now, again, I'm not sure really what's holding things up. The officials are taking a world of time. And now, I don't know if they're making a substitution or if the player just had gone over to the Leavenworth bench and was talking to the coach. The official's coming down there waving his arms and says, please get back in the game. We want to play basketball here. Here's Adron at the line. He's a lefty. Free throw doesn't drop. One more shot for Mays. 45-41, Atchison. Again, Leavenworth led once tonight. 1-0. They hit one of two free throws early in the game, and Atchison then scored and has never trailed it since. Crowd gets pretty quiet. The free throw is up, and it's in there. So Mays will hit the second of two. It is now 46-41, Atchison. And Leavenworth is going to bring the ball in play for the backcourt with 3:09 to go. Walking it up the floor, and the Phoenix are going to draw back. Look at this. Classic 2-3 zone. Wow. They'll jump it over to the right side and back out on top. It's going to be A.J. Clark with it. Here's Tolbert to Clark for three. Doesn't hit it. Offensive rebound with great interior position. Follow shot. Doesn't hit it. Rebound tipped out on top. Leavenworth has it. Loses it. Out of bounds. And I think it's as it matches the ball. Yeah. The ball got away, and no one from the Phoenix reached out and touched it so far. Atchison, it'll be in play from deep in the backcourt. And now we're seeing Leavenworth make, on each opportunity, an offense-defense switch. 2:41 to play in the game. Here comes Atchison. Kale Williams pulls up, jump shot. No fear for Kale Williams. He's not going to worry about taking a little time off the clock. He's got an open shot. He knows he can hit it, and he does. It's 48-41, 2 minutes and 20 to go. Back over again to the left side. The ball in the hands of Donson. Here's a shot in the lane. It's up and good. 5 points for Ryan Vonicita. 48-43. 2 minutes to play. Atchison with the basketball, leading it by five. Here's Yogi at the free throw line. Kicks it back behind him. They'll double-team the basketball, bring it over to Kale Williams. Swing it back over again, over to the left of Jeremiah. You also got Gillum out there. Top side is Josiah. The feed in the lane. The shot rolls around and goes at Josiah Thompson. 50-43. And we're going to get a Phoenix timeout. We will take a break with Atchison. We're down to a minute 37 to play in the ball game. It is Phoenix 50, Leavenworth 43.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Hey, as the two teams come back out of the court, allow me to remind you, in case I know I haven't, Joseph probably did, but I'm going to just say it anyway. You're enjoying High School Hoops tonight on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. With a minute 37 to go in the men's game, it is a 50-43 lead for the Phoenix on the road tonight. It was a win for the Leavenworth girls in game one. Now, Atchison is going to shift back to full court pressure and a player defense on the inbound from the backcourt. And the clock continues to roll down to a minute 20 to play. For Leavenworth, time is in real concern as they're down 7. The skip pass over to the wing is batted around. It's loose on the floor. Atchison's going to pick it up, and Doggy's going to grab it. He'll drive down, dump it left. Atchison passes up the long shot, takes a short shot, and it's going to be good. Again, I thought they might run a little time off the clock. They don't. Instead, they just pull up, and Josiah Thompson hits it for 2. Here's a 3 from the other side. No. Rebounded underneath. And a whistle. Is this a foul? Foul is going to be on Gillum for Atchison. But now we're under a minute to go. In fact, we're down to 52 seconds to play. And Trayvon Gillum will foul out of the game. He'll end the night with 8 points here at 52 seconds to go. Leavenworth coming into their baseline. Inbound. Going to be snapped all the way into the backcourt and chased out of bounds. And here's the beauty of that for the Phoenix. You don't get the ball. That's not the good part. The good part for the Phoenix is they run that ball all the way into the backcourt. And now Leavenworth is going to have to take more time against that player, that full court pressure and that player defense to get the ball up court. And now Atchison on the steal in the backcourt. And it's going to be stolen right back by Leavenworth. Half a minute to go. They're not going to get this time back. 3-point shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, put back, no. Rebound slapped around. Atchison comes up with it. We got a player down on the court in the backcourt for Leavenworth. And we're going to stop play, and they're going to attend to him. We have a player who, in that last sequence, goes to the floor, and he has a muscle cramp in the right leg. Coach is out there stretching him out. And, yes, the answer is hydrate, I know. Seconds left in the game. And the Phoenix now leading by 9 in a pretty good spot. The team huddled around head coach Pat Battle. And who do we have? It looks like they're going to be coming back in. It's going to be Kale Williams coming in and Jeremiah Thompson. Yogi Purdy's coming back out on the floor. They're also going to have Zadron Mays. And who is going to be our 5th? It'll be Josiah Thompson. He's in for Trayvon Gillum, who just fouled out. Now they're going to towel down the spot on the court where that young man was prone back there a little bit ago. Phoenix fans are putting on their coats and hats. They think that this thing's in the bag. With 20 seconds to go, leading it by 9. 52-43. Atchison with the ball, a quick foul on the inbound play, and that is going to be Leavenworth putting Atchison at the free throw line. They are in the bonus. 17 seconds to go. At the free throw line for Atchison is going to be Kale Williams. He's had a great game. Free throw's perfect. So Kale Williams collecting his 17th point. That foul, by the way, they're keeping booked. A.J. Clark, his second. Kill Williams' second free throw. Yeah, got them both. So Williams hits two, and Atchison salting this thing away. They're in front 54-43, 17 seconds left. Phoenix are going to go full court press, just make them use up the time, coming up the floor. The pass to the middle, the dish to the corner, the three is launched and missed. The rebound tipped around, pulled down by Yogi. Atchison hauls it in. They're going to get into the fourth court, and that's going to do it. Final score in this one tonight, Atchison, 54. Leavenworth, 43. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Well, it was a tremendous game for the Phoenix on the road here tonight, playing back-to-back nights. You just don't do that. And but they did and responded really well. Put together a good lead at the half, only to see Leavenworth with a huge surge in the third quarter. They cut the Atchison lead to one going to the fourth, but the Phoenix prevail. Huge fourth quarter, winning at 54-43 for Leavenworth. Leading score for the Pioneers and for all players, Adrian Brantley with 19 points. Gunnar Alonson had 16, then it drops all the way to Ryvon Cheatham's 5. A.J. Clark with a couple and one for Keyshaw King. For Atchison, your Bank of Atchison player of the game, very clearly, Kale Williams. So congratulations, Kale, on an 18-point game to lead his team. In fact, he was the only Phoenix player in double-figure scoring, as Yogi had 9. It was an 8 game for Trayvon Gillum and Josiah Thompson. He had a huge fourth quarter with 6 points, 4 points apiece for Jeremiah Thompson and Zadron Mays. So Atchison continues to be undefeated in 2025 with a road win here tonight. First game went to Lady Pioneers. Second game goes to the Phoenix. And tomorrow, CARE Radio, Gus and I'll be with you for Sports Look right after Brian Hagan's evening report. About 5:20 or so, we're going to get you up to speed on all the things you need to know about sports in the area. Friday night, we're going to have NEKO basketball. It'll be Valley Falls, Atchison County. And then Saturday, it'll be Benedictine College. And they're going to be up in the Nolan. Join us. Join us on hand. Join us on CARE Radio as they host Dort. Want to thank you for having joined us. A split tonight. Leavenworth ladies win in the first one, and the Atchison guys win in game two. And until we greet you next time, for our man Joseph in the studio, always doing a fantastic job. Appreciate you, young man. Joseph, thanks so much. Tom Counts here in Leavenworth, Kansas, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.